Oh, hey, welcome to the Single and Sewing Podcast. I'm your host, once Leah, and I'm glad that you're here. Now, before you go anywhere or try to figure out what's happening, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you for who you are. Thank you for each and every episode, oh God, that is released from this platform, oh God. I pray that I decrease and you increase, oh God. I pray, oh God, that episode from this platform, oh God, will be a blessing, oh God, to your people, oh God, to the source, oh God, to the listeners, oh God. Father, I pray, oh God, that you, the people that you've already, oh God, cultivated for this space, oh God, will reach this space, oh God. I pray, oh Lord Jesus, oh God, that people will just be blessed and lives will be transformed, oh God. Have your way and take your place, oh God, because I know you're the King of glory, oh God. I know you're the King of kings and Lord of lords, and that there is no one like you and none can be compared to you, oh God. Thank you. Amen. Now let's get into it. Oh my goodness. We are back again. I'm so happy that you all stuck around. Yes, the Single and Sewing Podcast. I hope this space is actually what I said it would be by the grace of God, that this is a safe space for you, that you are being blessed by each and every episode that is released from this podcast. And I hope that the prayers at the end, even the intro, that you are blessed, that you are covered by the blood of the Lamb, that Jesus sees you because he also sees me. And there are times where you just feel burdened, you feel hurt, you feel let down, but God sees you because he's Elroy, right? God sees you because he saw Hannah, right? God sees you. There are a lot of people I can go to in the Bible, women of faith that I can go to, and men of faith as well. Like God saw David, you know, even his shortcomings, that David could go to the King of kings and Lord of lords and say, here I am, you know, a sinner and all of that, and could lament and could repent to the King of kings and also give praises to the Lord as well. So I'm excited that you guys are just thinking through and trusting God as you listen to this episode and the podcast, and that you found this platform as a platform that you want to engage with. Yeah. So I'm just doing this in obedience, honestly. Yeah. Podcasting is not easy, but it's just obedience. And I know the Lord wants me to say something in this season and in this time. So I'm just going to be obedient. Yeah. Yeah. So today I have something really cool for each and every one of you. Yes, this is an episode that is actually important. This is something that actually resonated with me so personally. So each of the episodes that I've been releasing lately, these are things that I've dealt with personally as well. And one thing I said was like vulnerability would be one of the main things that I would do on this podcast, is to be vulnerable, not sugarcoat anything, not try to make it seem like, oh my God, I'm so perfect, because I'm so far from perfect. But I do know, because God is perfect, so he has called me into his perfection. And I'm grateful for that. There is nothing that I can do to earn the love of God, to earn the grace of God, to earn the mercy of God, to earn the favor of God, because he is God. He's favor. He's great. His grace is sufficient for me. His mercy is renewed each and every morning. So I'm going to stand on that, because that's what he said and because he's God. And there's nothing, you know, anybody can do about it. I'm not sorry about that, because if you have a problem with that, take it to God. But yeah, and I hope you feel the same way too, as you're navigating your journey and as you're walking this walk of faith, that you know that God got your back. If you're actually moving obedience and you're trusting the Lord, even in the moments where you're crying at night and you're hurting, that you can go to the throne of grace. Even this morning, as I'm even recording this episode, right? This morning, I woke up with a dream that was very weird. I had this weird dream, and I woke up and I could sense the physical, like I had it in the dream. But then when I woke up, I felt it, but it wasn't real, but I could feel something. And I was like, Lord, man. And then I saw something also too, that just got my heart like, Lord Jesus, I've been praying for this. I've been trusting you for this. But the Lord kept on reminding me, it's not about that. It's about my timing. Remember, it's going to happen in my own time. when the time come, when the time come, I'm going to show up. I'm going to show up as El Roy when the time comes. I'm going to show up the God of hosts, the Lord of hosts, right? I'm going to show up, right? I'm going to show up. I've always been showing up as Jireh. I've always been your provider. I've always been providing what you need. You think you need this right now, but I'm telling you, it is a distraction. I want you to be obedient to me. And it wasn't easy in that shower, just thinking, because one thing Wansley is going to do, Wansley is going to reflect. I'm going to reflect on my life. I'm going to reflect on every step that I take, every encounter that I have with people, every conversation that I have, I'll reflect on it. Because at the end of the day, I always ask the Lord, Lord, what was the purpose of this conversation? Did I accomplish the purpose that you sent me to accomplish through this conversation, through this encounter, through this friendship, through this relationship, through this service, right? That is important to me, that I'm doing things in the will of God, and it's not easy. And also too, I'm not lying. There are some, and sometimes too, I think the Lord is like, no, I want to bring you back to your knees. That thing that you feel like you can't come on your knees about, that's that mean thing that is holding you back. And it's really real when the Lord points those things out. But yeah, we're all growing, we're all learning. And then when you say you want to live fully for Christ Jesus now, and you're just not wanting to sit in that waiting room, or I'm waiting for Mr. Wright for me to be able to do and move in obedience, you trust God, you trust his promises, you trust his word, it happens. So I feel like I just went on a rant, for a little while, but yeah. So let's talk about today's episode. Today's episode is something that is personal to me because I've experienced it myself, and I want to ask a question. So this, you guys know, I think by now you already have an idea of like how I operate, right? There's always question when Wansley is saying, you know, today's episode feels personal. And today we're going to be talking about, wait, let me ask the question and see if anybody can think about what the title of this episode is going to be. Have you ever found yourself in a space where, in a situation, let's just be honest, let's just put it this way. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you feel, you know, you were actually vulnerable with someone, like you felt vulnerable with someone, you were very open, and then you realize that the person took that vulnerable moment and twisted your words, right? And something that you share in private, the things that you held deadly, like delicately, right? Those things that you just won't share with anybody, and you share with someone in a space of a privacy, or you felt like this was a private space or intimate space, and that person took your words and twisted it, and out of context though, out of context, and suddenly like you're more like a villain now, right? And you know, people are talking about it, about what you share in private, and then but you're a villain in the story now, and you literally can't recognize the story that the person's been telling someone else, right? And you're just like, what? Wait a minute. And you want to actually just share your side of the story. You actually just want to explain yourself and want to say, no, I want you to, no, that's not what I said. This is what I said. But no one wants to hear your side, right? Imagine something you share in the place of like vulnerability, and then someone took that and twist their words out of context and share it. And then people just jump on what that person shared and took it. And now you're the villain and no one wants to hear your side of the story. You try to explain yourself because you feel like you're misrepresented, you're misunderstood, you're being accused of something that you didn't do, that is not you, and all of those things. Have you ever had that? And then you're just like, man, I wish people would just hear me. I wish you could just listen. I wish you could just hear that that's not actually what happened. What this person is saying is contrary than what actually transpired. Have you been in that space? I'll wait for a second and see what you all think. If you've been in that space, well, let's say I've been there too. That's why I'm talking about it. So this is not something that is far-fetched. This is something that I've experienced for real. For real. It's something I've ever experienced. And then also too, what do you do when your truth goes on her? Like, what do you do? How do you balance that when you have a truth, or like you have the truth of what this person is saying, but no one wants to hear it, and your truth actually goes on her? And what do you do when God actually tells you to stay silent and let him handle it? What do? You really want to let people know the truth of what actually happened, or of what actually took place that night, in that moment, in that situation, what was actually shared. Now, since it's becoming public matter, was actually share. And then you want to share, you want to tell people, they don't want to listen. And then like you're in this space of like, what do you do? And then what do you do when the Lord tell you to be silent, that he's going to handle it? How do you navigate that space? I know this is a space that a lot of us have been in, a lot of us have experienced, and sometimes we shy away from it. But one of the things, my heart for this episode and this podcast, the episode specifically, is to actually get people free from this place of wanting to be understood, wanting to be heard. Because like for me, okay, maybe it's the lawyer side in me. I'm going to make my case. I'm going to tell you, no, that's not me. This is me. But I feel like as I'm getting older and as I'm reading the text, I am just trusting the Lord. Honestly, I'm just trusting the Lord. And it's not an easy thing because, you know, if you're lied upon, you want to say, why are you lying on me? You know, and then how do you get the balance? Where's the balance where you just want to share your truth? We say your truth, but God is saying, no. It's about my glory. So I need you to be quiet, sit down silently, be quiet, and let me handle this. I got some data for you guys. Before I get into that, I just want you to think about it. What if no one ever hear your side of the story? Is it not enough that God do? Think about that. Well, if no one gets to hear your side of the story, no one gets to hear what actually transpired that night, that day, that evening, that morning, right? What if nobody get to hear your side of the story? What if the only narrative that everybody knows and everybody have picked apart is a narrative of what the person shared with them and nobody gets to hear your side of the story? What if no one ever hears your side of the story? Is it not enough that God does hear and knows the truth? That's a question for this episode to actually, you know, think about, lament about, you know, process. I don't know how you're going to do it, but yeah. And we're actually going to dive into that today, what it means to actually trust God when you're falsely accused, right? And how to hold your peace when the truth is taken out of context. Because trust me, we're in a day and age where it's not easy. It's about my truth, your truth, their truth, and then there's God's truth. And then there's God's truth because there's only one truth. And the truth is God, right? And how to actually release the need to defend yourself, right? When God is your defender. Like, basically, that's the goal of this episode, this season, and this time. Why I chose this topic was just something I'm like, because I had a lot of things line up. And I'm like, you know what? Let's talk about this. Because there's a lot of things about my truth as you're navigating the single season and stuff. There are relationships that you might have been in, and there's just one side of it. And you just walk out and kept quiet and say, you know what? And you want to share about what actually transpired in that relationship, in that friendship. But then it's like, God is like, what if nobody get to hear your side of the story? What if that's just it? What if I'm the only one that needs to hear your side of the story and I'm okay with it? And I want you to be quiet and I want you to release it. So we're going to learn about how to trust God, right? When you're falsely accused and how to hold on to, you know, the peace that God actually brings, right? By trusting him. And when the truth is actually taken out of context, and how to release the need to defend yourself when God is your defender, because God is our defender, in all honesty. I know that's something it's not easy to believe. It's not easy to, you know, wrap our head around, because it's like, how is God my defender? Because sometimes we're people who want to see it. You know what I mean? Want to see it. And if it's not there, and the need, because we, you know, we just don't like for our image to be tarnished, right? So it's hard. It is hard. I can sit here and tell you it is hard, because there are times I hear things, I'm like, what? How? Really? Wait, what? No. And sometimes like, I'm not crazy. Am I crazy? Like you talking about me like that? Like what? How? When did that even happen? And you just want to. For me now, I started telling people, you know what? I'm at a point where I'm just not in the space of over-explaining myself or explaining myself too much, right? And I'm just going to trust the Lord to do what the Lord is going to do. And like I said about the dream, I'm still feeling the pain from the dream like I had. So, you know, the enemy was busy, but the truth is God is going to fight my battle. God is going to fight my battle. God is faithful and he's just. He's a just God. I believe that wholeheartedly. And he's the Lord of hosts. I know for sure. So yes, that's what we're going to talk about today. However, I want to give us some data because I think research is important, right? So in 2022, a study that was done by Barner Group study, it actually reveals that 73% of Christians have experienced betrayal from someone they consider a close friend or confidant, right? 73% of Christians have experienced betrayal from someone they consider a close friend or a confidant. Now, that's alarming, right? What? 73, that's high. Christians. So we're talking about believers. We're talking about brothers and sisters in Christ. We're not just talking about people who are unbelievers, right? We're talking about believers. 73, that's high. And then also, to another thing I want to talk about is called American Psychological Association. I think I'm pronouncing that right, right? In 2023, there was research done, right? And they said the feeling of being falsely accused or misinterpreted is one of the most emotionally triggering experiences, often leading to feelings of isolation, depression, and anxiety. So a call into the American Psychological Association in 2023, they actually came out and said that the feeling of being falsely accused or misinterpreted is one of the most emotionally triggering experiences that often leads to feelings of isolation and depression and anxiety. And I think that is so real because trust me, I've dealt with that. That being accused falsely and people saying things that is not even put into context, it's a lot. It triggers. And if you somebody actually who deal with anxiety and also people pleasing, like I talked about in the last episode of the people pleasing, I used to be a heavy people pleaser, and the Lord has been delivering me from that and trying to get the approval of men and people. Lord has been delivering me from that, right? So that is real. So think about that. So that still ties into this, what we're talking about. Like, your side of the story needs to be heard. People need to hear your side. People need to see what it is. But what happens is, like, being falsely accused, it's not fun. Like, there are a lot of people being falsely accused around here, and it's not fun. But they keep silent because I'm pretty sure the Lord has spoken to them, said, be quiet. Now, there are times where vindication, if the God give you the tools and say, hey, I need you to say this, then you speak, right? Okay, like Moses said, I will not go until you follow me. You know, you are with me. Right? He's like, Lord, okay, I know what you're saying, but I need to know that you're going to go with me. I need to know that you're going to go with me. But there's some good news though to this statistics, right? There are some good news. So LifeWay research study done in 2021, they actually found that those who choose to release the need to defend themselves instead trust God to vindicate them report a 40% increase in emotional peace and 35% decrease in anxiety. What? So now this is a research that came out in 2021 by LifeWay. I love LifeWay. You know, I love LifeWay Bible. I love, you know, I don't want to say all things LifeWay, but it got some nice things there. But anyway, this was 2021, a research that was done. And those who actually choose to release the need to actually defend themselves and instead trust God to vindicate them report a 40% increase in emotional peace and 35% reduction in anxiety. Now reading this again, I'm thinking about the time that I was going through a season in my life where I felt like, man, everybody back was turned against me and everybody don't want to hear my side of the story. Everybody took what they wanted to take, right? And it was hard. It was lonely. The anxiety was high because you feel like, oh, this is my friend. This is a relationship. This is a friendship or whatever season that may have been. And then now you're like, what? But I think what helped is, trust me, I ride with Jesus. That's where I go. I am somebody, I'm going to ride with Jesus. I'm going to ride with the Lord because he's the King of Kings and he's the Lord of Lords. That's why I tell people, I say, I'd rather stand with God and then be condemned by man than stand with man and be condemned by God, because that is so harsh to stand with man and condemned by God. Do you know what that means internally, eternity wise? Man, no, I rock with Jesus. I prefer to get persecuted here now and enjoy eternity than be here thinking I'm enjoying something while I lose eternity. Like, right? I lose my salvation. I lose a lifetime with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, where there will be no dying, there will be no sorrow, there will be no pain. You know, man, it's not easy, but it's possible. So yeah, I said all that to say, I want to give that statistic thing about it. Increase, you know, there's a decrease, 40, I think it was 45%, and then also to just reduction. I'm just saying. So if you know you're in that space of just trying to defend yourself, you want to make your case, I would say just release yourself from all of that anxiety, right? I know there was actually a time that, like I say in the beginning, that actually someone took my vulnerable words and shared them with others in a way that painted me in a completely false light, for real. And I was devastated. I can't lie. I can't sit here and say, oh my God, once Leah was praying through it in the moment, like when I heard it, when I knew of it, I was devastated. And I think in the moment, even when I shared that in a vulnerable state, as I was leaving, the Holy Spirit said, you should not, even before I opened my mouth to share that vulnerable, I had that vulnerability moment, I was instructed not to release the words from my mouth, but I still went ahead and did, and I dealt with the consequences of it too. So when I think about it, I say it's my disobedience that led to that, but it also exposed me who was in my circle. You know what I mean? It exposes you to who, exposes you to the people that are in your circle and what needs to be done. And I think as much as I was hurt, I was devastated for sure. I actually wanted to defend myself for sure. I wanted to explain my side and everything. But I think at some point I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to trust the Lord. You know, he's my defender. You know, I say at some point, I'm not saying it took time. It took time to, you know, get to that place, right? It took time to get to that place. And there are times that popped up in my life over and over again where things would be said. And then later it's just like, God defends me because I just keep quiet. I think it's getting me more and more where I'm just trusting the Lord. And every time I trust him, he shows me, like he reminds me that I'm God. You know, when I say be quiet, I mean be quiet, right? And one of the things that I learned in those moments also too, in that moment, I would say, because there's a lot of moments that I've had in that moment, I got the Lord just say, what if you don't get to tell your side of the story? Is it not enough that I know the truth? And I think that was something that really helped me in that season, that God knew the truth. And even I have friends having dreams and someone even telling me, the Lord is saying, you need to release this. It wasn't easy to release. And that also ties into forgiveness. It wasn't easy to release, you know, like then I'm not Lord, so no one is going to hear it. Like actually what happened? And it's like, yes, no one's going to, I know. And I'm okay with it. And I'm telling you to release it. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy at all. I was hurt. I was hurt to my core. I was broken. I was devastated. And I just wanted people to just hear my sigh, but everybody already took a sigh. So what do you do when that happened? A moment of vulnerability, someone take you out of context and you're painted in this light, in the bad light, and everybody believe that. And then you're just like, but I want to say something. But I think also too, what I've learned is that the Lord revealed so many things in that moment to me about like who was around me, right? And how I was in the space of just trying to people please and not focusing on myself and my growth and my spiritual walk with him. But I think also to strengthen me spiritually, not right away. So now when God said, yes, well, if you know my truth, I was like, Lord, it broke me, you know, it broke me. It broke me, but I will also say it broke me, but it also healed me at the same time. I know it sounds weird, but I felt like I was broken, but also healed when I heard when I got the whisper, right? And one thing it taught me is to release the need for validation, right? It also from people, and basically just rest in the fact that God is, you know, God knows he is and will always be with me no matter what the situation, no matter what I'm vindicated, you know, by man or not. But he knows. He's my defender. He's the one that knows me in and out. He's the one that knew me before he even placed me in my mother's womb. And that's something that I had to come to the grip, like the the grip I had to come to grips with, right? Knowing that he knows, knowing that he trusts. So I just want to encourage somebody today. If you're in that space, just know that God knows, right? He knows the whole truth. He knows every word. He knows every intention. He knows every motive. He knows your motive. He knows your truth. He knows the truth, the actual truth. And he knows the motive of both party who, either party, he knows the motive of everything. And he will deal with them in the time that he wants to deal with them. If those things were done in the, from a place that was not healthy. Because at the end of the day, I actually forgive and I release. And I actually, you know, for me, in space, when that happened, I think I just forgive and release. Because I didn't want to hold that much of a burden on me. I didn't want to carry so much of that. I wanted to just release it and let God handle it. Because if I'm preaching something and say, yeah, I trust the Lord, then I should trust him with even accusation, false painting of my image, false, everything. I should trust him. So if you're in a season, you feel like, man, you want people to hear your side of the story because they're not hearing your side of the story. It's like, let it go. And I'm actually learning not to just say too much. One of the things that I took from my friend last night at dinner, she said to me, a sister in Christ, right? She said to me, mostly don't talk, just pray. Cause I were talking about something. She said, don't talk, just pray because that's my battle. That's where I can go in and battle. It's in the place of prayer, right? So yeah, release it to Lord in prayer. Couple of biblical foundation that I can suggest also too that I do believe that will help you in terms of trusting God as your defender. If you look at the scripture in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 7, where it said, no weapon, we love this scripture, right, in this verse, right? No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. So basically, God is telling you that, he's literally telling you and saying to you, you don't have to defend yourself, that he will. Any tongue that rises against you, against you in judgment, you shall condemn, right? Basically, he's saying like you, God, you shall condemn, right? So basically, God is saying like, you don't have to defend yourself. You don't have to feel the need to defend yourself, right? That you will, like he will, that he will. God is going. And then the Hebrew word for condemn actually is rasha, which is R-A-S-H-A, which means to declare wrong or guilty. To declare wrong or guilty, God is the one who will declare the truth, not us. Right? And I just want to say that. And also to another scripture that you can go to is in Exodus chapter 14, verse 14, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Remember when the children of Israel was coming from Egypt, right? And the Egyptians were coming and the chariots were coming close. And they felt, they were panicked. They were panicking, right? Because, I mean, they're here and then the people are right next to them and they're panicking. God is like, I'm going to fight your battle. Be still. Be still. God reminded, like he always is reminding us to just be still. Because when the Israelites actually stood at that Red Sea with their enemies closing in, trust me, it's not easy. I don't know, but I know God is going to, when I read the text, I'm like, wow, Lord, that's faithfulness to you. That's trusting your word and trusting that you're going to do it. Because imagine they came from Egypt. It wasn't easy. And then coming and then seeing their masters coming towards them, and they know they're brutal people, closing in on them to trust the Lord. God did not actually tell them to fight back, nothing. So there was no fighting back happening. He actually just said, be still. He actually just told them, be still. So God is literally reminding us that sometimes the best defense is to say nothing and let him fight for us. So sometimes God is just telling you, just be quiet. The best defense is let me fight your battle. You don't have to prove anything. You don't have to say anything. You don't need to defend yourself, even if someone is saying something that doesn't align with you, that doesn't align with my word, that doesn't align with who I say you are, and doesn't align with your character too. Because, you know, character deformation is really hard. You know, But you're image bearer of Christ. And if you know in your heart that you're image bearer of Christ, you know. Now, if there are things that you do that you need to apologize and all of that, then you trust the Lord as well. So, yeah. And then another scripture that I'll actually give you too would be 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 3. When they were yelling, insert at Jesus, right? He did not retaliate when he suffered. When he suffered, he made no threats at them. Instead, he actually entrusted himself to him who is God, the God who literally judges justly. So we see in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23, Jesus did not do any of those things. He just trusted the Lord that God is going to vindicate him. That's where his trust is. That's where his trust is. So Jesus was basically the most falsely accused person to ever live, right? And stay silent, right? He stays silent through it all. In the face of false accusation, Jesus stays silent. Even in the face of Pilate, in the face of when he was going through that process, and then he was asking him, when they're talking about the king of the Jews, Jesus was just Jesus, right? Why? Because he trusted God to be his advocate and judge, right? God was his advocate and judge. So he trusted the Lord through everything, through each and every season of his life. So when people actually choose sides, I understand it is actually painful when people choose a side based on what benefits them. Because I'm not going to lie to you, in that season, I just felt people chose side because it benefited them and nobody wanted to do the work. And it's, you know, but it hurts, right? When people are more invested in the gossip than the truth, it actually hurts, right? So they actually were aligned with, you know, what actually served their interests. So if someone is so interested in gossip and everything, they will choose a side. And that side would be what aligns with their interests. That side would be what aligns with what they want to hear. Because everybody have itchy ears. We all been there. We all been the side where we're in a room and someone is gossiping about someone. But praise God for deliverance. Like if someone is saying something about someone, I would tell them like, hey, maybe you should have a conversation with them. But I would say it in a beautiful way. Like, maybe if you feel that way, maybe we should have a conversation. You know what I mean? Or pray. But we're not about to go up and on. Like, this is a whole, everyday story thing. No, I don't have time for that. And also to understand that God's justice is not swayed by our opinion. It's not swayed by our biases, right? Or partiality, he actually sees everything clearly. So even when we're in a state of feeling like, oh, I don't my side, at the end of when we're doing that, we actually have to try to see Jesus. It's just, does your side portray Jesus at the center? Does the truth that you also want to share has Jesus at the center? Or is just to pin the other person in a bad way? And it's not easy. When you're hurt, you want to hurt people, you know, and that's real. So that's just something. Just know that God sees everything. So when he's a just God, he's a God of justice. So he would actually vindicate you. And if there needs to vindicate, that person will also do that. So trust God, because the other person on the other side too is a child of God, right? And they're loved by God. A couple of examples that you can see in the Bible, just in case you're wondering, like, if this is you're the only person that this is happening to. We see Jesus also too, right? He was called a blasphemer, right? He was crucified by the very people he came to actually save us, right? He was crucified by us, right? You see in Luke chapter 23, verse 35 to 37, right? We see that. But what happened? He still trusted. He was misrepresented. He was misunderstood. But what happened? He still trusted the Lord. And then we also see David, right? By Saul, we see that the slander by Saul and pursued as a fugitive for a long time. What happened? David was still faithful to the Lord. Okay. I know we're not talking about what he did with Bathsheba. Okay. We're just talking about in this context, what it was. We saw David being faithful in 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 9 to 15. We see that. And then another person that was really interested was Joseph, right? We talk about the Joseph story, but even Joseph was actually misunderstood by his brothers and thrown into the pit. And he was also too misrepresented by his master, his boss's wife, Potiphar's wife, also too, that got him into prison. But he was there. But as you read the text, as you read Genesis chapter 37, actually, oh my God, it's so beautiful. All the way up to Genesis 50, honestly, let's say 48, 49, you see that as they were, as you read the text, it say, and the Lord was with him because, and the Lord was with him, and the Lord showed him loving, the Lord showed him kindness, and the Lord show, you know, the Lord was with him. Because God is always going to be on the side of the just, like of the right, the righteous. He's going to be on the side of the people who are not. God is a just God. So he's not going to take, he's not going to take, if this is not based on your feeling, your opinion, the opinions of people. God is going to be God, even in the midst of our, you know, unjust mindset and unjust judgment and stuff. He's a just God. So his judgments are just, right? And they're fair, even if we don't like it. So yeah, he sees everything. So we see Joseph, who was misunderstood. Couple of things I want to say, and a couple of encouragement I also want to give anybody who's listening to this podcast is some encouragement. And that would be, what do you do when you're misrepresented? I would say one of the things I would encourage you to do is actually surrender your rights to be heard. That's one thing I know it's hard to do, but you need to surrender your rights to be heard. You may not get the chance to explain yourself. It is okay. Not everything needs to be explained. Okay. I feel like there has to be a season in your life as you're growing in Christ that not everything needs to be explained. Not everybody need, I'm just saying, I know it's hard. I'm saying it because I've been there. I've done that as well, but not everything will be explained. Jesus did not defend himself before Pilate. Right. But he literally entrusted his case to the Father, the God who, you know, sent him. You see in Mark chapter 15, verse 5, also to Jesus doing that. So I just want to tell you now, not everything you need to explain. And then also to just stay silent and let God speak. I know it's hard in moments like that because you want to speak. You want to have the authority because you don't want being hurt. And trust God when you're accused, like just be still and pray. And I know we find it hard to pray, but I'm telling you, it's the best thing that can ever happen. It's just be still and pray. Ask God to actually reveal the truth in his timing and his way. Trust me, I've seen victory on the other side of this. I'm speaking, when you trust God with your pain, when you trust God with your sorrow, when you trust the Lord with every fiber in you, when you trust him, he will come through in his own timing. He will vindicate you. He will be a just God. He will judge right. He's a real judge that judges right. This is not the court home judges we have here. I'm just saying. But he will just, you know. So just trust him. And also, to I said, just pray for those who misunderstand you or misunderstood you, because it's real. We are humans. I've misunderstood someone before as well. You might have misunderstood someone before. So you also have to see the person on the other side. This is a child of God. This is a brother in Christ, right? Betrayal comes from a wound that hasn't been healed. And we should see that we're all broken people. We're all fallen people. There are different parts of us that need to be mended back together. But in order for that to be mended back together, we have to take it back to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, because he's the one that mend the brokenhearted, right? So there might be something there. That's why the person feels the need to do that. And we also have functioned in that space too. We've been unjust towards people. And that's what the one thing I learned too. I realized that I'm like, Lord, yeah, you're right. I'm not righteous. So this happened to me, for me to see what it feels like if I've done it to other people too on the other side. So I would just say that and just pray. You know, it's hard, but I'll say it's necessary to actually pray for the people, right? And the Lord said pray for your enemy, but they're not even your enemy. They're actually your brothers and sisters in Christ. Honestly, pray for their eyes to be open to the truth, but also pray for your own heart to remain pure, because in those moments your heart is the main thing. The enemy is trying to get into, try to plant seed of, you know, of that place of like retaliation and want to get back at them, want to show them, want to prove them. It's like, no, pray for your heart to remain pure in the process. And just, you know, things I would say, trust the Lord through and through. He's able to keep you. He's able to cover you. He's been covering you all this time. So he's a God that's going to release his words to you because he sees you, because you know, and you will be handled, like he knows, and he will handle it in his timing, right? Before we leave, I got a couple of questions for you before I get into prayer and everything. Is few reflection questions I want you to take at the end of this episode as you, you know, go by about your day. I would say, like, question is, what are some situations that you're actually currently facing and you feel misunderstood or misrepresented? That's a question, something to reflect on. And how can you actually practice surrendering, right? The need to be heard and instead trust God to be your defender. And what truth about God's justice can you hold on to when others take side against you? Those are three questions I want to leave with you. And I also want to affirm you that you don't have to defend, you know, like, you don't have to defend your truth. God is your defender. I, Wansleya, don't have to defend my truth, that God is my defender, right? And even if no one actually hears my side of the story, right, God sees my heart, and I'm not defined by people's opinion. You are not defined by people's opinion, but by God's truth, okay? And you can rest in knowing that God knows the whole story, because he does. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I feel unseen, I feel unheard, my words are twisted, my heart was misrepresented, but today, Lord, we surrender the right to be understood. We trust that you see our hearts and that you know the truth. You are our defender, you are our advocate, you are our judge, and give us the strength to stay silent, to trust that you will speak for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, bye.